Our people across the country now during Earth Month. Throughout April, you can help turn vacant schoolyards into vibrant parks. Just donate online to Trust for Public Land or round up your Macy's store purchase up to 99 cents and donate the extra change. Give back today and find out how we're helping people and the planet thrive together at Macy's.com/purpose.
Old age is a fact of life, one that's experienced with a variety of attitudes. If we're lucky and remain in relatively good health, many of us will reach well past retirement age. But statistics show that at least one-third to as many as one-half of people who reach age 85 will end up with dementia. That's a sobering reality that many people just don't want to face.
I was very troubled by the reaction to dementia. In my research for the book, I came across quite a few people who I would interview, either caregivers or experts or even just regular people in the world. And I would ask a lot of them, so what would you do if you learned you had dementia? What kind of care would you want? And quite a surprising number of them said, oh, I would kill myself. And I really hate the idea of millions of people thinking, well, that's it for me. I'm useless. There's nothing to do about this. I hate this condition. I hate everything about it. Best idea is for me to kill myself. I mean, just imagine if everybody who had cancer said that. It's a horrifying thought. And this is millions of people.
That's Dr. Tia Powell, professor of psychiatry and bioethics at Albert Einstein College of Medicine and author of Dementia Reimagined, Building a Life of Joy and Dignity from Beginning to End.
I really feel we can do better. And that is why I do think this thought experiment of thinking, suppose you had dementia, and suppose, because I think it's a pretty likely outcome for a lot of us, what would happiness in that circumstance look like? And sometimes when I say this, people look at me like I have really lost it. And they will say, do you know what dementia is? Have you ever seen dementia?
For Powell, the answer is yes. And for her, dementia is personal.
Unfortunately, dementia is common in my family, as it is common in many, many families around the country. My mother had dementia, and her mother also had dementia. So because dementia runs in families, that certainly got my attention and got me to thinking about dementia, because frankly, I'm at risk for it. It's a big public health problem to think about anyway, but it's one that is in a particular fashion aimed right at me.
Dementia is actually an umbrella term for many different types of disorders causing a decline in mental abilities. There's Alzheimer's, Lewy body disease, which Robin Williams had, dementia that comes with Parkinson's disease and with AIDS, as well as many other forms. But despite that, mention the term to just about anyone, and all they can picture is one scenario.
A lot of people, and including a lot of doctors, I find, they picture somebody at the very end stage. They picture somebody who's bedbound, who's mute, who's incontinent, who can't feed herself. They really picture the last few months, the dying end stage of what is typically a very long disease. Dementia can go on for 10, 12, even 15 years. The vast majority of people with dementia don't look like that end stage person that we're picturing. They are up and about. They're in your grocery store. They're at your church service. They're at your family birthday party. So we need to actually think, well, what does that person need? By numbers, those are the vast majority of people with dementia. And we haven't really focused on how do we support that person? Because that's who's in our community. And we could do a lot more to help that person. So part of what I'd like to do is have people adjust their mental image of who's a person with dementia.
Given that she most likely faces dementia herself, Powell approaches the prospect with an upbeat attitude and a plan. She hopes others will as well.
I am really talking to you about changing your mind, changing your attitude toward it. Thinking about what do you have today that brings you joy that you might be able to pack and bring along with you into the future, a future in which you might have dementia? Are there things that you might be able still to do? And people focus, you know, rightly enough on things they won't be able to do. And okay, there are going to be some things that you won't be able to do. But what could you do? What could you bring with you? Or what could you acquire now? Or some skills, some things you could work on that might actually age well? that might be able to come with you into a time where your cognition is not exactly the way it is today.
Powell made a list of activities that currently bring her joy and thought about how she could still participate in them when her faculties start to fail. She thinks of it as her own personal time capsule, something that's different for everyone. For example, she recently dug a trench in her backyard and planted asparagus. She says it's an exercise in optimism because asparagus takes 3 years to cultivate before it can be harvested.
So it's about being happy about the future and thinking that the future is worth investing in. So I can do that now. I can dig a trench. You know, it's hard for me, actually. I'm like, it was a really rocky trench and I had to really work at it. That's what I can do now. 10 years from now, I'm not sure I can do that. But I would still love to be around plants and gardens, and I've always loved that. So if I can walk, maybe with a walker, or maybe somebody can help me get there, if I can go sit in a garden and kind of look at the plants and see which ones the birds like, that would be great. I would love that. And if it's a garden that I helped build and help put together, so it's really pleasing to me, I bet you that will still feel like home.
There's no cure for dementia and no preventive treatment either. Doctors often prescribe high levels of sedatives to dementia patients, and that troubles Powell. She says music can be as effective and a lot safer. So she has her personal playlist ready to go.
Music really is magical. Among other things, it is preserved in your brain a lot longer than a lot of other things. And fascinatingly, some people can still sing lyrics even when they can't really speak very much anymore. So stay with music.
Now, all of this makes sense, but Powell says people look at her like she's crazy when she invites them to imagine what would make them happy even with dementia.
Dementia's really scary. And because it's so scary, we've gone about thinking about what to do about it in a kind of not very effective way. We focused on, well, we got to get rid of it. Well, nobody wants it. We're going to cure it. And great, people should still keep trying to cure it. That's fabulous. That might be great for my kids or their kids. But it's very unlikely that a real cure or significant preventive medications are going to be available in time to help the baby boomer generation, of which I'm a member. I know a lot of people will say, oh, this is a bunch of malarkey. Nobody's going to be happy about dementia. And I'm not saying you should be happy about it. I get that. I really am familiar with it. But I just would like to invite people to just try this on for size for a minute. Is there any way that you could think of that there's something that might make you happier with dementia? And could you maybe offer that to somebody you know who's worried about dementia or who maybe has it now?
You can learn more about a positive, creative approach to living with dementia in her book, Dementia Reimagined. You can find more information about Dr. Tia Powell and all of our guests on our website, radiohealthjournal.org. For more behind the scenes, follow Radio Health Journal on Facebook, Instagram, and X. This segment originally aired in May of 2019 and was written and produced by Polly Hansen. Our lead producer is Kristen Farah. Our production manager is Jason Dickey. I'm Greg Johnson.
Radio Health Journal returns in just a moment.
I'm getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, a Pfizer vaccine.
So am I, because I'm at risk for pneumococcal pneumonia.
If you're 19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, COPD, or heart disease, or are 65 or older, you are at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about Prevnar 20, pneumococcal 20-valent conjugate vaccine. It can help protect you against pneumococcal pneumonia in just one dose. Even if you've already been vaccinated with other pneumonia vaccines, Prevnar 20 may help provide added protection. Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
Is switching your wireless service to Total by Verizon easy?
Totalmente.
And you get unlimited 5G data? $25 a line for 4 lines on the unlimited plan? At an amazing price? With no contracts. Should you switch to Total by Verizon? Definitely. Totalmente. Find a store or switch Suavemente at TotalByVerizon.com. Monthly rate when you activate without a pay, plus taxes and fees. Discount begins the month after you enroll. Additional terms apply. See website for data management practices.
The Radio Health Journal podcast gives listeners the latest news on what's trending in health, science, technology, and more.
The fact that we saw remission in 37% of patients at week 3 after just a single administration is something that's really encouraging to us.
Featuring medical experts who break down complex topics in a way that's easy to understand. Radio Health Journal podcast, available wherever you find your favorite podcasts and at radiohealthjournal.org.
Medical notes this week. Are you over-medicated? The University of Michigan's National Poll on Healthy Aging reports that 1 in 4 older adults take aspirin to prevent heart attacks and strokes. However, more than half of those adults don't have any history of heart disease. Though it was once used as a one-size-fits-all prevention tool, the guidelines have changed. Aspirin can increase your risk of bleeding, a threat that continues to grow as you age. Reading may be the secret to success. Dr. Lori Gauger is an assistant clinical professor of speech, language, and hearing sciences. She says parents should be constantly talking to their kids, even as infants. Reading books helps them develop oral language skills and prepares them better for school. Getting this early start also helps catch any reading disabilities so that children can get the necessary support as soon as possible. If you're pregnant, you may want to add more salt to your diet. For the first time ever, a field study has shown adding folic acid into iodized table salt can prevent severe birth defects. Folic acid is a crucial nutrient during early pregnancy to reduce brain and spine defects. The World Health Organization recommends that women wanting to get pregnant should ingest 400 micrograms daily. The U.S. adds folic acid to enriched grain products like bread and cereal, but this new research, published in JAMA Network Open, suggests it can be just as successful when added to our table salt. And finally, the solar eclipse is almost here. April 8th, a total solar eclipse will take over the sky, so make sure you're safe by wearing protective eclipse glasses. They need to have an ISO 123-122 certification. Without the glasses, your retinas could be damaged and cause blindness. Even your cameras, telescopes, and binoculars need to have a solar filter. And that's Medical Notes this week. I'm Shel Lustig.
So you just used bug spray in your home. Now what? Well, between the waiting and waiting for things to dry up and keeping your family away from the mess, it hits you. You could have used Zevo. Unlike other bug sprays that stick around, Zevo goes from kill to clean in seconds. Plus, it's safe for use around people and pets when used as directed. Zevo, people friendly, bug deadly.
Is switching your wireless service to Total by Verizon easy?
Totalmente.
And you get unlimited 5G data, $25 a line for 4 lines on the unlimited plan, at an amazing price with no contracts. Should you switch to Total by Verizon? Definitely.
Totalmente.
Find a store or switch Suavemente at TotalByVerizon.com. Monthly rate when you activate without a pay, plus taxes and fees. Discount begins the month after you enroll. Additional terms apply. See website for data management practices.
Thank you for joining us this week and every week as we break down the science stories you need to know. You can find all of our past segments and guests on our website, radiohealthjournal.org, or wherever you listen to podcasts. Follow us on Instagram, Facebook, and X for daily content. And tune in next week for another edition of Radio Health Journal.
This is WPFP AM Park Falls, a Civic Media radio station.
It's up to you.
is 103.1 FM.
Saying I love you is not the word. How easy it would be to show me how you feel. More than words is all you have to do to make it real. Then you wouldn't have to say that you love me, 'cause I
103.1 FM.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today?
I think my battery's dead.
With free battery testing and charging, we can help you get back on the road.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
So what if I need a new one?
We have the right Duralast battery for you, only at AutoZone.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
And what about my old battery?
We can recycle it right here at America's number one battery destination.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
If you're grilling this weekend, be sure to have plenty of Village Hearth buns on hand. Fancy equipment and secret sauces are great, but once you've mastered the basics, it's all about the bun. Your perfectly grilled burgers and hot dogs deserve the best. And with several varieties to choose from, including unsliced old-fashioned, classic white or wheat, country potato, and mini sliders, the bakers of Village Hearth have the buns your family will love. Village Hearth buns, locally baked and delivered fresh daily.
Do you owe back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now and get some help. For a limited time, the IRS offers a tax forgiveness program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Our team can make it easier for you to pay back taxes, avoid tax liens, and get a fresh start.
I call Tax Solutions now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Call Tax Solutions now.
800-281-8193. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Sunny skies and mid-60s for highs today with gusty northwest winds. Clear in mid-30s tonight. Winds will be light. On Monday, mostly sunny skies, lower 60s. By Monday night, a chance of some rain that should be developing after midnight. Currently 32 degrees.
Listening to 103.1 FM, your choice for the 80s, 90s, and more.
This is that ice cold Michelle fight for that white gold. This one for them hood girls, them good girls, straight masterpieces. Styling, wilding, living it up in the city. Got Chucks on with Saint Laurent, gotta kiss myself, I'm so pretty. I'm too hot. Call the police and the fireman, I'm too hot. Make a dragon wanna retire, man, I'm too hot. Say my name, you know who I am, I'm too hot. And my band bought that money, break it down. Girls hit you, hallelujah. Girls hit you, hallelujah. Girls hit you, hallelujah. Cause Uptown Funk don't give it to you. Cause Uptown Funk. Just watch.
Just watch. Come on.
reaches into where I cannot hide, setting my feet upon the
.1 FM sounds like this.
Turn around.
Every now and then I get a little bit lonely and you're never coming around.
Turn around.
Every now and then I get a little bit tired of listening to the sound of my tears.
Turn around.
Every now and then I get a little bit nervous. Best of all the years have gone by.
Turn around.
Every now and then I get a little bit terrified, and then I see the look in your
turn
eyes.
Turn around, bright eyes.
Every now and then I fall apart.
Turn around, bright eyes.
Every now and then I fall apart, and I need you now tonight, and I need you more than ever, and if you
be making it right,
'cause
There's nothing I can do. A total eclipse of the heart. Once upon a time there was light in my life, but now there's only love in the dark. Nothing I can say. A total eclipse of the heart.
is your choice for the 80s, 90s, and more.
103.1 FM.
FM.
The Brewer Bus Trip is back. Join us for this memorable trip July 11th to take a one-day adventure to AmFam Field to watch the Brewers take on the Pirates in field-level seats hosted by Big G. Cost is $110 per person, which includes a comfortable ride on the Krug Tour Bus, parking, and your ticket to the game. Seating is limited, so call before June 1st to reserve your spot as these will go fast. Call 715-762-3221 or email us wcqm@civicmedia.us.
Is switching your wireless service to Total by Verizon easy?
Totalmente!
And you get unlimited 5G data, $25 a line for 4 lines on the unlimited plan, at an amazing price, with no contracts. Should you switch to Total by Verizon? Definitely!
Totalmente!
Find a store or switch suavemente at totalbyverizon.com. Monthly rate when you activate without a pay, plus taxes and fees. Discount begins the month after you enroll. Additional terms apply. See website for data management practices.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Sunny skies and mid-60s for highs today with gusty northwest winds. Clear in mid-30s tonight. Winds will be light. On Monday, mostly sunny skies, lower 60s. By Monday night, a chance of some rain that should be developing after midnight. It's 33 at our studios.